Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy, who is preparing to sign off at the end of next month, ending his career in law enforcement. Sheriff Mealy, the next thing I want to ask you about is, what do you think is going to be the toughest challenge now for the incoming sheriff, who we assume will be under Sheriff Bill Pooley?
Well, I think that some of the issues, obviously, you know, one of the reasons I'm stepping down is the budget. But also the clarity of the organization and for leadership. But I think that the county is going to have to look at other ways of possibly bringing in new revenue. We can't continue to look at the TOT and tourism and so on to solve these problems. So I think that the county is going to have to look at bringing in new revenue sources. How that's going to look, I'm going to leave that to the CAO's office and to the board. But I can imagine them looking at possibly, you know, a tax, raising the TOT. So I think that that's going to be one of the issues that the new sheriff is going to have to deal with. The mental health issue, right now, it's election time, and so a lot of the people that are trying to be elected are talking about issues that this jail is not something that we should have done. There are no more, or very few, I should say, state hospitals to deal with the mental health problem that we have. The majority of people that have mental health problems end up in jails. We have to have the ability to medicate, to help these folks so that they can be productive members of society. And so when we start looking at some of the issues that are out in our community, this jail, the J.H. Jack Danbacker Detention Center, is really the linchpin in that. So we will be able to provide better services to not only those folks that have mental health issues, but those people who are trying to change their lives. We have a huge opioid problem. That's another thing that the new sheriff is going to have to deal with. We don't have an opioid task force. I don't really like to use the term task force, but we don't have a group of people talking about how are we going to curtail this problem. It's not only a problem in Tuolumne County, but it's a problem across California. It's also a problem across the United States. Tuolumne County has the third highest per capita overdose rate in the state. That's very disturbing. How are we going to address this issue? So we need to bring community leaders to address this. It can't just be on the sheriff. The sheriff's office is part of the solution, but is not the only solution. So those are some of the things that right away that I can think of that the sheriff is going to deal with. The other is the marijuana issue as we try to navigate what this county is going to do. As you look at the landscape and the surrounding areas, some of the issues and some of the problems that other communities have, we don't want to make those same mistakes. I know that there is a group of people or a faction of people that say, let's do this. But we need to slow down. I think the board is absolutely correct, and their posture is absolutely appropriate in taking. Let us look at the personal use aspect. Let us get control of that before we move on to the next. And I think that's where some of the communities that have some of these issues have made the mistake. They said they've taken too big or too many bites and have created a larger problem. So I think that that is something that the sheriff's office the new sheriff is going to have to deal with. And finally, is how do we police in the 21st century? How we do things when I first started is completely different 30 years ago than how we do things today. We do some things better today, but we do some things that are not so good today also. I think that the what really sets Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office apart then from other law enforcement agencies in our region is that the deputies and the people that work for the Sheriff's Office are engaged in the community. We have to be engaged and we have to be a part of the community. The community needs to understand that they play a role in law enforcement. They are eyes and ears. They need to let us know what is going on. They also need to understand that they are our partner in keeping this community safe. We can't be everywhere. We can't do everything. So we need to have the partnership with the community. That's one of their roles. The other role is to make sure that they hold us accountable. You know, we talk about law enforcement coming in and we do make arrests, we write citations. That's keeping the public accountable, but that's part of our job. But it's also the job of the public to make sure that we are held accountable. And how you hold us accountable is being a part of letting us be a part of the community. And so I think that those are some of the things that that the sheriff, Sheriff Pooley, when he takes over, those are some of the issues. And there's going to be a whole lot. You know, it's a different position when you sit in the number two chair to the number one chair. But he'll do a great job. I have all the faith in the world in him. He'll do a fantastic job. He's got a great command staff. And so I think that you will see you won't see any hiccup in this transition at all.
Very good. Sheriff, we've got about 30 seconds left. It's been great hearing about your history and looking ahead to the future as well. Any closing comments as we conclude here this morning?
Well, thanks for having me, BJ. I really do appreciate it. And thanks to your organization. But I do want to thank the people of Tuolumne County. I truly do mean it. It's been a privilege. It's been an honor. It's been something that I never have ever would have dreamed that I've had the opportunity to do. And I hope that that you're proud of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office and that I made them proud also. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for not only me and this organization, but also my family. This community has really embraced us. So thank you.
Sheriff, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.